This episode of Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show talks about a serious thing that's going around in the world today. And should only be viewed if you need some advice or anything else. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. With your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King talks about a new topic that's been talked about for almost centuries or decades. And it's been happening with couples all around. This thing needs to be very talked about very much. And also addressing the weather and also in the news today is me. Hey now, Hank Aaron. Now, everyone, sit back, grab your popcorn or eat your breakfast. And also have your vitamins. Let's get this show on the road. Because here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven. How's everyone today? I hope everyone's been blessed and also enjoying their lives. And before we get started, I want to send a shout out to Kroger for hooking up your boy with what he needs for the day. Appreciate your boy. Yeah. And by Chipotle Mexican Grill. Come in and try their carne asada today. Chipotle Mexican Grill, the best food to eat in the world. And by Shelby's in Canada, the best place to get shawarmas. It is basically the best in the West. And don't forget the Pepsi. Now, let's get down to business today. There's a topic that's been talked about for almost for centuries now. And I feel like it's a time that we brought up. Now, before anyone get any questions about this, this has nothing to do about my marriage or my... It's about what's talked about in the world. I'm talking about cheating. You know, for as long as I live, cheating has been the most talked about topic for years. Heck, even centuries. People believe that they don't know what is going on. Some of these things happen is because if one person doesn't love the person anymore, some of them don't. Sometimes it has something to do with money. And also the fact that people are attracted to other people. Or for a business move, for some reason. I'm glad I'm not that type of person that would do that. Now. Yeah, there was a video that I watched. Basically, it was about a mother. Basically, who had an affair with the pool boy in their own home. And on top of that, hold on 1 second, everyone. Just gotta grab something real quick. Anyway, apparently she felt like that she's not attracted anymore. So she decided to sleep with a pool boy that was around her son's age.
What do you know?
And to make things matters worse, she tried to bribe her own son to keep it a secret. Sorry. Just eating my breakfast today. So, tell me this. Why would you want your son to lesser himself, his family, to try to protect your secret? Because you felt desperate. If you felt like you don't feel love anymore, then just leave. Unlike that person, there are good people in this world that deserve better. People like that are disrespectful souls, and they're tearing into good people. Man, that's good. For those of you that don't know what I'm eating a breakfast burrito from Kroger. Gotta have my daily nutrients today. Meat, well actually protein, calcium, and vegetables. And don't forget about the grain too. Anyway, that's a subject for another day. What I want to know is, what gives people the right to just do that to their partner or their spouse for no reason? And then on top of that, keep it a secret and then just, sorry. And then just want to basically bribe their own child to keep it a secret. That's messed up in the head. And people today have to be better. If there's one thing I'm not going to tolerate, is that they can't, it's people going around here sneaking around and cheating on their spouse's back. Remember the saying, what's done in the dark always comes to the light. And on top of that, people like this today don't even take the bother of being safe. Because the person they end up cheating with, they want to basically think they're invincible. They don't wear a condom. They don't have no morning after pill. None of it. None. No way. And on top of that, they end up getting, if it's a woman, it'll be getting pregnant and sexually transmitted disease. And then try to pull out the fact that it's their partner's baby, when in reality it wasn't. No, I've seen this happen before, and that's messed up in the head. Yeah, here's another example of it. For Better or Worse by Tyler Perry, Angela and Marcus. Both of them have a history, have a checkered past. They both cheated with each other and slept with other people. I would say the worst one would have to be that Marcus slept with a woman named Keisha. And we thought, everyone thought that he was the father of a little girl named Dominique. Fast forward almost 15 years later, during a little accident, she's not his daughter. A rectal doctor checked her DNA against Marcus. It wasn't. Apparently, Keisha had sex with someone else right after Marcus. Sorry, guys. Just drinking some sparkling lemonade. Anyway. And according to the child support payment, he's been paying $100,000 a month. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That type of amount of money is for rich people. Apparently, she's scammed a lot of people back in the day. And that's messed up in the head. But Marcus was a pro football player during the time. I mean, I'm sure he's gotten drunk and also messed around with other women. And his wife has done it too. Yeah, Marcus has two other children that he didn't know about. One of them that he slept with a former teammate's wife, but that was like years ago. The other one was with a young woman. Well, not a young woman, another woman that was basically a model during that time. After that one night she got pregnant, she found out who he was and found out that Marcus had a wife, so she kept it a secret. But then, when that little girl turned 15 or 16, her mom passed away from cancer. And then she turned to the streets. Met a pimp. That's like messed up, man. My point is, it's mistakes like that that always come back to haunt you like that. So, why do we keep doing it? Why do people do this every single day? Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. So, the people who have been hurt about this type of situation, they end up going on different lives. They end up working on themselves, going to therapy, be better. And they end up finding someone else that values them who they are, not what they have. And on top of that, they never speak to their ex ever again. So, what I'm trying to say is that people, before they end up cheating on their spouse, they need to take a good look in the mirror and ask themselves if this is a good idea or not. Because if they don't, they'll end up doing something stupid and they will regret it for the rest of their lives.
Now, all right, still eating up my breakfast. Now, I can't condone the actions of people. They need to find forgiveness in themselves, and they need to find forgiveness on the people they hurt, and they most especially need to find forgiveness with the Lord. I mean, they keep going down this road, eventually all they will end up is broken dreams. So, now, there are some people that do things that they think their spouse is cheating on them. They would hire a private investigator. They would ask their friends for help. But one thing is clear. You should just confront them. Confront the person and get the answers out of them. That's the right thing to do. I think what really touches me about the people who have been getting hurt is that after they get gotten hurt from their spouse, they end up focused on themselves, being a better person, and be there for others, and the Lord blesses them in the right way. If my mom was still here, she would basically would say, now that's people who are taking this whole situation and learn how to be better, and never let anyone keep you from living your life. Sorry. Just finished up the sparkling lemonade. Anyway. So I'm just going to tell you this. The moral of the story. The moral of this whole situation is. What's done in the dark. Always comes to the light. If you feel like. That this. Feel like. If the person you love isn't loving you back and they're cheating on you, just leave. Don't go out and do anything crazy. Have a serious conversation and just leave. That way it saves your heart and saves your soul. Well, also, before I leave, Hank Aaron wants to bring up two pieces of things real quick. Thank you, Your Highness. Today's weather is going to be high of 84, low of 60, partly cloudy here in Indianapolis. Now, and plans have already hit when the temperatures are going down. So everybody, make sure you have your jackets. And now for the other piece of news. Since the recent merger of WWE and UFC, WWE has released several wrestlers who have great potential. Riddick Mox, Emma, Aaliyah, Rick Boons, Mustafa Ali, who was supposed to have a title match against Dirty Dom for the North American Championship, but I guess that got messed up. Also, two seasoned veterans who ended up leaving the company. The 20-year-old veteran, Dolph Ziggler, was released. And last but not least, the one that's been most talked about was Shelton Benjamin. And everyone's been asking, like, what the hell? So, that's all we have to say for today. Back to you, King. Says, thank you, Hank. Well, that concludes my episode for today. Join me tomorrow when I talk about how to be a better person, not just to yourself, but for others. This is King Steven signing off for today. Peace, love, and Wakanda forever!